He's trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. He's Jason Kirkman from southern New Mexico's Tularosa Basin with great music and family-styled entertainment. He's right here and he's right now on the Jason Kirkman Show.
Welcome back, friends and neighbors. Today is a special edition of the Jason Kirkman Show. Later on in the program, we'll be a special guest, Mr. Rich Merrick from right here in the Tularosa Basin. He's going to share with us his project that really puts a good foot forward in bringing back the concept of the nickel soda pop. The concept itself is near and dear to my heart. It's about bringing back the way of life we used to enjoy here in America. Wait till you hear what he's doing in his community, how he's pulling people together for something fantastic. He's setting an example for others, and it doesn't involve a full-time commitment, and it's something that you just might want to start in your very own community. Let's get started with some great tunes right now, though, shall we? Before we meet with Mr. Merrick, you are listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
So much, so much, so much.
I need you so much, it seems I'm always blue. And I miss you so much, I'm still in love with you. I had you, baby, standing right by my side, but I didn't know enough to be satisfied. Now, I want you, I need you, baby, so much. You love me so much, you tried to tell me so. But I did, I hurt you so much. On the day that I made you yellow, I couldn't even tell you, baby, if I tried, how much I cried and cried and cried. I need you, I love you, oh baby, so much. I know things never could be again the way it used to be, but get up all that loving you got and then bring it back to me. I want you so much, it hurts me all inside. I've suffered so much that I'm losing all my pride. If you'll only forgive me, baby, for what I've done, I'll do that for the only one. Cause I want you, I need you, I want you, I need you. Baby, 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 I need you, I want you, I need you.
That was Jackie Wilson with So Much. Here's the Miracles with I Second That Emotion.
I don't want no part. As everybody knows, I'm a firm believer in the concept of bringing back the nickel soda pop. It's not a beverage, it's a concept about the way of life we used to enjoy in America. And part of that concept is just being a good citizen and teaching others and setting the example for the younger generation on how to be a good citizen. And I have sitting in front of me here at the studios at KHII, just down the next room, Mr. Rich Merrick. I pronounced that right, correct?
Okay. Yes, you did.
And I have learned here recently that Mr. Merrick personifies the concept of bringing back the nickel soda pop, and he's involved in several projects. We'll talk about two of them real quick. One is the Patriot Guard. Tell me a little bit about the Patriot Guard, Rich.
Patriot Guard riders were formed in 2005 by the American Legion in Kansas to act as a buffer between families of KIA soldiers and the Westboro Baptist Church who was protesting those funerals. Since 2005, the mission has grown to include all veterans and all first responders, all those who put their life on the line for our freedoms and for our safety. So I've been involved with it for several years now, and it's something that I believe in. I'm a veteran myself, so the Army taught me no man left behind, and I believe that, no man left behind all the way to the grave. And so the respect and honor that I have for all of our veterans, regardless of the wars that they fought in or the wars they didn't fight in, that they signed the line, they signed the check that could be payable up to and including their life, something I did also. And I have a lot of respect for that. I have a lot of respect for the people, even our first responders, who put their lives on the line every day to ensure that I live in an environment that's safe for my family. So it's all about respect. It really is a honor and respect kind of thing for sure. For me.
Now, that being said, you were really recently involved in you participated in a funeral, and something came out of that.
Yes.
Would you care to share that story with us?
I sure will. In September, we were, as a Patriot Guard rider, we were providing honors for a veteran's funeral here in Alamogordo. We were doing the internment, and as we were holding the flag line for the Patriot Guard Riders, I kind of had a time to peer around me, and I realized that part of our cemetery had become very overgrown with weeds and tumbleweeds, and up to and including that some of our headstones had been totally overgrown, and it brought such a manner of dishonor and disrespect for the those who had passed before me. I had to do something about it.
And these weren't all just veterans, correct?
No, they're not all just veterans. There's graves in our in our cemetery that date back to prior to statehood of New Mexico.
Hmm.
I'm still looking for one that dates back to prior of charter of Alamogordo. I haven't found that one yet. But
do you remember off the top of your head what is the oldest tombstone you found?
The oldest tombstone I think I found right now is 1901. The person died in 1901. So that would be 11 years prior to New Mexico statehood.
Right. Fascinating. So you saw that the graveyard was in disarray, and you decided to take action about that. What did you do next?
I did. I contacted the city to try and find out who's responsible and what could be done about it. Once I got with the city and started investigating that, I found out that our cemetery is actually divided into two sections. In 1944... the city took over the cemetery from the Daughters of the American Revolution, who had taken care of the cemetery prior to that. And the agreement was that going forward from 1944, the city would provide perpetual care for all the graves that went on after 1944. Those that were already there in the old section of the cemetery were to be taken care of by the families. Now, as I look across the cemetery with some graves dating back right to almost the turn of the century, I go, wow, 110, 115 years, whose family is there to take care of them anymore? So my heart went, somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to take care of these. So as I continued to talk to the city and found out that the fiscal responsibility alone that would be put upon the city if they were to take over that old part of the cemetery was something that just couldn't be handled at this time. So out of that idea was born Project Honored Past. Project Honor Past became an idea of sectioning off the cemetery, similar to the Adopt a Highway program, where we would get citizens to take sections of the mm-hmm. of the cemetery.
Most everybody should be familiar with that program. It's nationwide.
Correct. So the idea kind of formed along that line. In our cemetery, the sections of the old cemetery are very well delineated by the roads in the cemetery. So it became an easy situation to be able to section the cemetery off. The next part was finding people that were going to be willing to put a little bit of time and effort into taking care of these sections. So I started to put the idea together, got it. With the help of the city, they were an immense help to me in maps and just general support. I got the layout, got things laid out, did a PowerPoint with some support and help of some very talented friends mm-hmm. that helped me put the PowerPoint together. At that point, we were ready to go public with it. So our first presentation was to the city commission here in Alamogordo, and I felt that was the right place to start. I started there at the city commission with the problem. We were almost ready to be completely ready to have a fix for the problem. So I thought that was the right place to start with the PowerPoint. I presented it to the city commission. What absolutely amazed me, and not being overwhelmed by the project, but overwhelmed by the response to the project, was in 7 days, I had all 17 sections, all 12.3 acres of land covered. Citizens stepped right up.
And I understand the story went on the AP wire as well, went national.
Yes, after I had all sections covered, our newspaper here, the Alamogordo Daily News, called me and asked if we could meet in the cemetery to do a little interview about what was going on with this whole project. We did that, and the reporter that did that story informed me about a day later that the AP had picked it up.
So how many people, or organizations or families or whatever, how many people have their own space that they're dedicated to maintaining now?
We have 17 families or groups for the 17 sections that are in the cemetery. So I have families or groups dedicated to each section in the cemetery now.
Are there still any sections that are awaiting somebody to volunteer for maintenance?
No.
That's great.
I actually have a waiting list.
Oh, I'll bet you do.
Started now. I've had people, of course, we started a Facebook page for Project Honor Past. And I actually have people contacting me going, do you still have a section left? And I go, no, but I'm starting a waiting list and I can put you on there. Oh, yes, definitely put me on there. Part of the idea of this is that it's a yearly renewal kind of thing. So I'm hoping that most people will renew their commitment to continuing to keep those areas clean.
But they're not committed for life.
But they're not committed for life, right. So in a year, if they come to me and say, hey, you know what, I can't do this again next year, then I'm going to go to my waiting list and say, okay, you're next, you know, and I'll put them on it.
You know, this is such a great project, and one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on the show today was this project is so in line with the concept of bringing back the Nickel Soda Pop, getting involved, teaching your children how to volunteer for a project, civic responsibility, you know, just all of that in general. And I would like to encourage the listeners, if you don't have a program like this in your area, start one. And I'm sure if you've got questions about how to do that, you wouldn't mind getting a call.
Not at all, Jason. They can go to Project Honored Past on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
The page is there. My contact information is there. They're more than welcome to contact me through Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the rest, like I said, the rest of my information is there on Project Honored Past. I'd be glad to help anybody that's
sure.
looking to do that.
Well, folks, we'll be back with Mr. Rich Merrick in just a moment, but first we'll take a little break here with some music. Here's Bobby Powell with C.C. Rider from 1963.
When you lose the one that you really need, what do you do? Tell me, what do you say? When the one you love refuses to look your way, C.C. Rider, yeah, look and see, what you've done. You made me love you, baby. And right now, your man has come. Oh, yes, he has.
That's what you have done.
You just say, see. See, see, rider. Lord, every night, the moon shines so bright. Lord, every day right now. Every day since you have
been
here, I've been all alone and by myself. And if you never, Lord, if you never return, I tell you, I don't want, I just don't want nobody else. See, rider. Girl, look and see. Just what you've done. Lord, see. Say, see, see, rider. Girl, don't you know? You hurt me so bad.
Absolutely love your tagline of bringing back the Nickel Soda Pop, because every time I hear that, it makes me remember my childhood.
Oh, it just sends me warm fuzzies up my spine.
Right, exactly.
You know, because I remember the candy, going to the candy store with my grandmother. I've told the story about my grandfather, you know, was a carpenter and built churches, and the kids would ride in the back of the pickup truck. He'd stop off to get gas, you know. And back then, you could get gas and then go in and pay for it. You
right.
can't do that anymore. And he'd come back out with, you know, we'd all ride in the back of an old 57 Chevy pickup truck, which you can't do that anymore either. You know, a bunch of kids in the back. But he'd come back out with a bunch of Dr. Peppers and some Chico sticks, you know. And I remember so much from my childhood, you know, even as we sit here with this recorder in front of us. My first Christmas present that I ever remember getting was an old GE tape deck.
Wow.
Because I watched my dad produce his radio show. So many childhood memories. But I also remember the good things about my childhood, about my parents teaching me honesty and integrity, helping people that would come to the door. My dad was a pastor, so people would come to the door asking for help. And my parents always set a good example for me. And I've encouraged people, you know, we have a lot of homeless people in this town. And I asked somebody when I moved here, why is there so many homeless people on the corners? They said, because Alamogordo doesn't turn them away. And that really touched my heart. We have a project. It's called the Nickel Soda Pop Project. We do take a few donations, but me and my son during the summer will pack backpacks full of water, Vienna sausages, a Bible, some socks, just anything we can find. And it's not a lot. We went out last time and delivered 6 backpacks. But it's all about, and this is why I love your project so much, because you're helping the community take care of a piece of community property, but you're remembering people who have been forgotten.
Exactly, you know, and your tagline with the Nickel Soda Pop, every time I hear that, it takes me back to my home, too. It's really funny, you know. I grew up in a fairly large city in upstate New York, and our neighborhoods growing up, we stayed in our city blocks, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the kids, you know, everybody knew everybody, you know, everybody knew the neighbors. And, you know, it brings me back to the days of playing baseball or football in the middle of the street.
Oh, yeah.
And it brings me back to one other thing that I don't think I'll ever forget is in the wintertime, the senior residents and the senior people that lived on our street, I can remember my dad and all the dads, not just mine alone, but everybody that lived on the street that had teenage kids. You know, Mrs. Smith's sidewalk was always shoveled. Mrs. Smith's driveway was always shoveled. And there was no asking any questions about that.
Right.
Just went and did it, you know. It was the right thing to do. Of course, in the summertime, we had fruit trees that grew in a lot of the backyards, and there were always jams and jellies and pies and all of those things that were made and distributed amongst the neighbors too, you know. So our older citizens that lived in the neighborhood gave back by doing the bakings and the jams.
Sure.
And the jellies. And us who were younger, you know, and the kids too, you know, that we gave back by making sure the lawns were cut, making sure the snow was shoveled, you know? And so it brings me back to those times too, you know, and it brings you back to a time when it was different, you know? Now we hardly even know our neighbors, you know, and it's amazing, you know?
It boils down to two words, just be nice.
Hey, yes, exactly, I agree.
Be nice, be good, be nice. You've been listening to The Jason Kirtman Show with my guest here for a few minutes, Rich Merrick. If you want to know more about him, go to his Facebook page. But if you don't, for some reason, use a computer, you can contact me at 575-446-2258, 575-446-2258, and I will relay the information to Mr. Merrick, and we will help you find out how to get started with a project similar in your community. Thanks so much for joining me, Rich. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having me, Jason. This has absolutely been a great experience for me.
Thanks so much for listening to this edition of the Jason Kirtman Show. Did you know that you can check out all of the stations that carry the program by going to my website at jasonkirtman.com, that's C-U-R-T-M-A-N, and clicking on the links in the upper left-hand side of the homepage to all of the stations that have websites. While you're there, check out the blog and shoot me an email. Let me know which station you heard the Jason Kirtman Show on. And I'd like to remind you once again, don't forget to spend some quality time with the ones you love, especially those children. And now for a special treat, there was a brand new album released not too terribly long ago called If I Can Dream. It's Elvis Presley's Burning Love, backed up by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. I love this version.
Lord Almighty, I feel my temperature rising.
There's mighty good stuff around every corner, and we'd love to have you visit us. There's a reason we're called the Land of Enchantment, and just one of those many reasons is our nightly sunsets. pink cotton candy skies draping the mountainous horizons. So come visit us. You might just leave wishing you lived here. Discover all we have to offer at alamogordo.com, cloudcroft.com, and newmexico.org. The Jason Kirkman Show is underwritten by todaysfullerbrush.com, delivering products for home and business since 1906. Ask your grandma about Fuller Brush, todaysfullerbrush.com. I'm going to leave you with a great song right now by Jerry Lee Lewis, Walk a Mile in My Shoes. I'll see you next time on this fantastic station, right here on The Jason Kirkman Show. Until then, don't forget to check out my website at jasonkirkman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N.com.
If I could be you, and you could be me, for just 1 hour, if you could find a way to get inside each other's mind, if you could see you through my eyes instead of your ego, I believe you'd be so surprised to see that you've been blind. Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. And before you view, better side of the cue. Walk a mile in my shoes. Now your whole world you see around you is just your reflection. And the law of common says you gotta read this what you sow. So I let you live a life of total perfection. You better be careful of every stone, Lord, that you throw. Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. And before you abuse, run aside and accuse. Walk a mile in my shoes. And yet we spend the whole day throwing stones at one another. Better listen to me now. But I-